In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Margaret Van Buren says it will work in any way it can to help keep the Palisades nuclear power plant open after Governor Gretchen Whitmer last week asked for federal funds to keep it operating. Margaret Van Buren's Sarah Snowink tells us, although much has been done to blunt the economic effects of the Palisades closure, it will still have a major effect on the region.
We're standing ready to work side by side with Governor Whitmer and her team to develop a competitive incentive package to support the continued operation of Palisades.
Palisades owner Entergy made a statement last week indicating no interest in continuing to operate Palisades beyond its scheduled closure date at the end of May. Snowink says for the plant to stay open, it has to have a buyer.
Market Van Buren is ready to support any interested buyers that come forward, but that path forward begins with the qualified buyer itself stepping forward and engaging Entergy in a conversation about the purchasing process for the Palisades plant.
Snowink says the path to keeping Palisades open will be challenging, but Market Van Buren believes there are real solutions available. 600 people are employed by Palisades. Classes at New Buffalo Middle and High School were canceled on Friday due to threats. The New Buffalo Police Department says detailed threats were made against New Buffalo schools and school activities on social media. The department says the originator of those threats was found and interviewed while a detailed search of the middle and high school was done. Police have determined that no students were in any danger and nothing threatening was found in the search of the buildings. The school was reopened to staff early Friday afternoon and activities resumed, although classes were still canceled. New Buffalo Police say their investigation continues with help from the Berrien County Sheriff's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Six recall petitions have been filed against elected officials in the city of New Buffalo. Four of them target Mayor John Humphrey, and two are against City Councilman Brian Flanagan. The petitions filed on April 18th say the two should be recalled for voting in favor of an ordinance to prohibit short-term rental properties in R1, R2, and R3 zoning districts. Additional recall petitions filed against the mayor say he should be recalled for instructing a police officer to remove an individual while she was speaking during her allotted time in the public comment section of a meeting. Some of the recall language is repeated and identical across more than one petition. The Berrien County Election Commission will hold a hearing on the clarity of the recall petition language on May 3rd. The new owners of South Haven's Dairy Queen on Phoenix Street have some big plans. They're working with the city planners on an update to the city ordinance to allow them to turn the parking lot into the city's first food truck park. The owners tell us they're now hiring the crew and say they aren't just looking for employees, but team members that will get profit sharing along with their base pay. They say their goal is to invest in the community by staying open year-round instead of closing in the fall for the winter. A plumber and carpentry help are also being sought, along with help moving equipment. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.